Hello and welcome. You're listening to a guided meditation, and I am your guide, Katie Jo Holton. I've been thinking a lot about science and technology lately. I'm sure you've heard over and over again people's concerns about the pace and the speed of our growing technologies versus the speed of our psycho-spiritual development. Imagine that the growth of science and technology is a circle. And in the center is our own psycho-spiritual development. The circle of science around us is growing wider every day. And this is creating a gap between our own personal development and that of technology. The gap is kind of scary to us because it's so much space and we're so used to filling in all of the spaces and all of the gaps with stuff and with things that we're anxious about the growth. So what is happening is in our effort to close the gap, we're reaching out from our center and kind of trying to lasso in the technological and scientific development and bring it down to us to make it closer. Within the spiritual community, you see this in things like citing scientific evidence to justify the experiences we have and the spiritual truths that we know. What's tricky here is what we end up engaging in is external validation. We have an experience of something or a direct revelation or witness something in our spiritual being, and we're so excited about it, we want to share it with others. But what we end up doing is sharing it by seeking scientific data that will justify what it is that we already know. And we share it with others and say, here, look, see, now you will see that I'm correct and that I'm true and that I am right in what I discovered. What this does, and I understand the excitement. I understand the excitement of being affirmed by outside sources. But what this does is fill the space between our personal development and, picture it, the ring of technology around us. It fills that gap with stuff. We mean to bring it closer together, but instead we actually just add in more things for us to have to navigate around. And so what we're really looking for to close the gap is to do so from the center. From our personal development, from our spiritual knowing, we sit in its center and we let that unfold and expand from the middle of us, blossoming out from the center of our own experience. In this meditation, we are kind of going back to basics and also practicing one of the most challenging meditations that you might encounter. Who am I? From our center, we'll sit and ask ourselves this question. We're not looking for an answer in words. In fact, if words come up, if an explanation comes up to try to answer this, it will probably feel like it's wrong or not enough as soon as it arises. And that's just fine. That's part of the practice. Let it rise. And instead, while you're asking yourself this question, what you're looking for is a feeling. And that's what we are connecting to. So when you're ready, get yourself in a comfortable position, and we will begin.
ahead and sit straight in your back and relax your shoulders. Tilt your chin down about 45 degrees. And while you're sitting, check in with your body to make sure that it is both relaxed, but somewhat attentive and alert. Okay, and go ahead and begin by taking a few breaths in through your mouth. And as you breathe in, rock yourself back and forth a little bit just to settle into your body. Go ahead and close your eyes. And with your closed eyes, as you settle in, begin to call in the parts of you that are elsewhere. Imagine that you have a second set of eyelids, and go ahead and close those eyelids, retreating deeper into yourself. Continue to breathe. And now close your third set of eyelids, again going deeper within. As you settle in, begin to monitor your breath. If it helps, go ahead and count your breaths, and we'll take a few minutes to settle in and just be, without intention, without a purpose, without a need to attach to anything. And when you feel that you have fully settled into yourself, begin to introduce the question, who am I? What does that feel like? Do you sense an answer to this, or is this illusion? And again, if you're noticing thoughts, put them in a bubble and send them out to the universe, or pop them. And as you come back to your question, who am I? As intellectual answers arise, go ahead and put those in a bubble and send them out to the universe as well, going deeper into the feeling. Noticing how it feels to witness this. Being aware that this may be the first time you've even encountered this part of yourself. And as you approach this, getting deeper into your experience, first you might find yourself busy with thought. Gradually decreasing in thought until you're like a stream meeting the ocean of consciousness. An individuated drop unto itself, meeting the wholeness of the universe. As you proceed to move through the layers, come back to your breath and come back to the question. Follow your vibration. Your heart will lead you exactly where you need to be. You are already where you need to be. Who is that? Who am I? And when you're ready, wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, rock your hips a little bit, take one more deep breath, opening your eyes on the exhale. Knowing in a deep energetic level who you are, what that feels like. Knowing that you are a sovereign, beautiful, and powerful being, and that you are also part of unity consciousness. Feeling into both. Beautiful.